Jason Waller here, True Underdog Podcast and YouTube channel. Listen, make sure you subscribe today. You can go to iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can go to our YouTube channel, True Underdog, or you can visit trueunderdog.com and subscribe to all of it.
Damn, 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 True Underdog. Damn, damn, unleash damn, the power within. Damn, damn, damn.
Jason Waller here, True Underdog Podcast. Super excited to get the underdogs to listen up to today's message on the underbite. Today we're going to talk about reinforcing confidence. What does that mean? What does that look like? How many times do we feel maybe we're overconfident? I don't think there's a such thing as overconfidence. I think that you can be arrogant. I think that you can be conceited, and that's stuff you need to try to shy away from. But overconfident, never. You should always go in with some kind of confidence, because whatever you tell yourself, whatever you believe is true. If you say, there's no way I'm gonna get that job, guess what? You're not gonna get that job. There's no way she would go out with me. Guess what? She's not going to go out with you. But if you truly believe in yourself and you envision it and you have faith in it and you're confident about it, your odds of that success, that goal, that item becoming yours is very high. You need to figure out, when you have confidence, I always say this, it adds 2, 3, 4 points to whatever you're doing. So if I'm a 79%, sales rep, but I come in with confidence, I should be an 83 or 84. If somebody can come in and they're doing their job and they're confident about it, that is what really decides who is going to be great and who is going to be good. Confidence and passion are my two favorite subjects to always talk about. I am super confident. Look, there's times I go, whoo, and I get a little insecure and I go, I gotta wake up, Jay, smack it around, say, I got this. How do I get control of this again? How do I become confident again? I have conversations with myself. I look in the mirror and I kick my own ass. I decide, how am I gonna be better? Always getting better. AGB, nothing's good enough. Let's keep growing. Let's keep growing. You've got to do that to yourself, but you gotta keep confidence. It's a fact. I try to think, I'm kind of chubby, right? I don't have a six pack. My doctor friend always says, oh, you don't have a six. No, I don't have a six pack, right? I'm chubby. I got a dad bod. I got from the pool, if I stand in the pool and it hits the midsection right here, I look badass. Like, I've got these shoulders and stuff, and I look, whoa, that guy's in shape. I get on there like, oh, he's a dad. And I'm okay with that because I'm confident. If I was walking around like, oh, I'm kind of fat, I'd be like a 5. But because I'm confident, I feel like I'm an 8. I'm like, dude, I'm an 8 because I'm confident. It's the same way for women. It's the same way in business. It's the same way in school. It's the same way in sports. You don't have to be arrogant, but you got to be confident, especially if you're a leader. Leaders have to have all the confidence, because all the people following that leader, they need to believe in that leader. They can't see fear. They can't see anxiety. They can't be nervous about what's going to happen to their future. They are leading and trusting somebody, so that person in charge has to be confident. They have to have goals and structure in front of them and not be pushed away. They can't let outside things and influence change what they're trying to do. You write your own map. You control your life. You've got to find a way to be confident. Everybody has a gift. Everybody. Maybe you don't know what that gift is yet. Maybe you've got to find it. Maybe you've got to acquire it and develop it. But whatever it is, if you become what you want to be, if you believe it, if you envision it, if you breathe it, if you sleep it, it will happen. It will happen. Take it from me. I mean, look, there's tons of people I've talked to who've had way worse childhoods than mine, and they've done great. But I can only share my story, my experiences. I came from parents that didn't graduate high school, didn't have a lot of money, worked multiple jobs. We lived in a trailer park. I used to get made fun of by pricks and buttheads at school. Oh, you live in a trailer park. My own family members and in-laws would say stuff about, oh, you can stick your feet out the window and move to your house. Like, they would mock me and my family. I was judged growing up on what I didn't have, not who I was. And it kind of motivated me, and I had to build confidence. It's kind of hard to be confident when you're embarrassed of the car your dad drives to take you somewhere, or you're ashamed of where you live and somebody's got to come to your house and they're like, oh, you live in a trailer park? Like, I didn't even know what a trailer park was when I moved there. I didn't even know that was a thing people made fun of. But they do, and it's mean, and people are mean. kids are mean. And you've got to learn to either blame them or use it as fuel to be confident. Be like, nah, that's not going to define me. That's not going to change who I am. That's not who I am. This is just a where I live, or this is what my family has. That doesn't make me a bad person. That doesn't make me incapable of achieving success. You get to decide your map. We've all been there before. We've all been insecure. Everybody has insecurities. I still today get insecurities here and there, and I have to realign and talk to myself, look at myself in the mirror, kick my own ass sometimes, like, dude, what are you doing? Get it together. Don't let this defy you. Don't let this control you. Don't let this eat you in a box. You have to do that. But we all go through this. You're not alone. If you have a confidence issue and you're insecure, find your greatness. You are beautiful and you are special and you have a skill and a gift that you just need to find and zone in on. But you have got to be confident. I said this because I'm chubby. Because I'm confident, I look like I'm in better shape. It's the same thing for women. If you're a little big, that's okay. If you own that, you look a lot better than somebody that's like, oh, and they're hiding. You know, they get scared. They get embarrassed. It's the same thing. If I was insecure in school, like, I live in a trailer park. People wouldn't be my friend. I'm like, yeah, I live in a trailer park. What's up? I don't care. Makes me a gangster, right? I use that shit, you know, to motivate myself. But I'm telling you, you have to look yourself in the mirror and you have to find a way to be confident. And if it's hard, if you struggle with it, I look at it as even maybe you have to act it. Maybe you have to fake it till you make it. Maybe you need to persuade people and show them you're confident and then go back home and deal with your insecurities. Because you don't want to give people anything on you. You know, I don't like when I ever owe anybody anything. That's why I don't have any debt. I don't try to owe anybody anything. I don't want to owe you a favor. I don't want to owe you some money. I don't want to owe anybody anything. I've been real big on that because, you know, I've had to do things kind of on my own. Like at 14, 15, I'm working, helping my parents pay their bills, helping deliver papers. I'm just used to, I don't want to owe anybody anything. You know, I don't want to feel indebted to people. Now, there's nothing wrong. You need a favor. I'm willing to help you. I mean, I'm not saying I don't like to give to people, but I don't like to owe anybody anything. You know, that's an insecurity for me. It's a soft button for me. I don't want anyone to have anything over me because then they control me. And so, you know, that's something that I deal with. And so I try to be confident that I have everything under control. And sometimes I don't. I mean, I've got a lot of stuff going on too in my life. You know, running a massive company. I didn't sign up and say, hey guys, I was born to run a company with almost 2,000 employees and do like 700 million sales. That's me. Like, hell no, I didn't finish high school. I didn't go to college. I had a kid in my teens. You know, I went to 5 high schools for fighting. You know, I've never been into drugs or anything like that, but I had a mouth on me. I like to fight. I like to scrap. I'm scrappy. You know, I don't like bullies. I don't like people bullying me, right? I'd rather fist a cuff. I'd rather go out and box. Like, there's no reason for someone to bully me or put their hands on me or mock me or make fun of me. Like, I'd let a lot of it go, and then it would fuel some rage. And you've got to decide in your life what you're going to do and what fuels you and what's going to make you confident. But I went through my life with all kinds of bumps and objections and tough valleys and mountains to go through. And you got to figure out what drives you. But I had to go out there and be confident. I mean, I interviewed for a job I shouldn't have gotten. I went in there with confidence. I'm 19 years old and, you know, I shouldn't have had that job. And I went in there and applied for a job at First Union. I got it and I shouldn't have had it. You can hear it on another episode where I fictitiously messed with my resume. This was back in 98. So don't do that now. But I got a job where it said I was 22 and I had a college, you know, 2-year degree. I didn't even finish high school and all these things. But why? I went in there confident. I went in there and sold myself and I made a difference and I got the job. And then later they found out, but I was doing so good at the job, I got to keep it. And that just inspired me. And I was like, wow, I got a job I wasn't supposed to get. It made me more confident. So I went and applied for a harder job. I got that job because I had the experience, because I was able to sell myself and be confident. So maybe you don't have a great job, or maybe you don't live in a place you like, or maybe you drive a crappy car, maybe you take a bus. But the difference is, what are you going to do? You're going to allow that to defy you? You're going to allow that to make you insecure? That's not right. You can't let those things decide who you are. You get to decide who you are. You have to be confident. You have to exuberate that confidence. You have to share with the world who you are. You can't hold back because of physical things like your home, your car, your job, even your looks. You can't allow those things to hold you back. That's an excuse. This world majority is a good place. You're gonna find bad people in every aspect. Somewhere you're gonna find some bad people. But most of the world, I truly believe, is a great place. And they're great people. And you've gotta get out there and not be scared. I think of the Home Alone movie. I'm not scared anymore, right? You've gotta not be scared anymore. You have to take chances in life. There's risk for reward. Nothing is easy. You can't expect life to be better and it be easy. It doesn't work that way. It really doesn't. The easy way is actually the worst way. You won't get the things you want. You're settling. You're not holding yourself accountable for what you deserve or want. I want to lose some weight and get a six-pack. It's not at the top of my food chain. Like I say food, I'm hungry. It's not at the top of my goals to succeed and do those things. It should be. I should move it up there, but I don't. I'm comfortable. I like what John, my co-host, sometimes says. I play for a tie. I'll intermittent fast and I'll work out, but I eat garbage. I eat shit. So therefore, I just stay the same. I'd love to lose the weight and I should be disciplined more, but it's not that important to me. I need to make it more important, and that's a goal I'm going to work on eventually. But there's other things that are important to me, being a better husband, being a better father, being a better CEO, mentor, you know, son, brother, you know, anything I can do, helping more people, trying to deal with some of my anxieties and my stress or my, you know, flip mode anger sometimes. I'm trying to control it and diversify a little bit. I didn't ask to have this life. God gives us what we can handle. And let me tell you, I'm juggling a lot of balls right now, guys. A lot of balls. I had an episode not too long ago called Burnout and Stress and How Do You Deal With It? Because sometimes for the first time in my life in a long time, I get burned out. Sometimes I said, this is a lot of stuff I'm dealing with, but I'm built for this. I'm ready for this. I'm ready to kick its ass. I'm ready to kick my own ass to be better. And I'm asking you guys to reinvent and reinforce your confidence. Find something that you love about yourself because there's always something and fucking do it. Go out there and show the world who you are and what you're meant to be. Challenge yourself. Kick your own ass when you have to. You know, you get upset with everybody else and the things they do. Maybe your boss does this, or your girlfriend does that, or your husband does this, or your kids do that, or a teacher does this. You blame everybody else for their shit. What about you kicking your own ass? What about you saying, hey, I gotta do better. I gotta wake up more positive and hungry. I gotta accomplish more goals. I gotta proactively create a map, strategic way to be better. And do it. Hold yourself accountable. It's 2021. That 2020 bullshit is gone. The future is yours. Get confident, exuberated. I'm telling you, not only will you be more successful, you'll look a hell of a lot sexier. At least I like to think I do, right? I'm like, shit, I'm a 5, but with confidence, I told you, I'm a solid 8. I feel good. I don't have to be 6'2". I don't have to have washboard abs. You got gifts, you utilize them. My gift is inspiring, motivating, enrolling people. That's my gift. I utilize that. You got to find your gift and you got to make it your mission. You got to make it part of your deal so you can be confident in life and quit quitting on yourself. Hold yourself accountable. Kick your own ass sometimes, but don't quit on yourself. You have to bet on yourself and love yourself before anybody else will bet on you or love you. But you have to challenge yourself. Average is not the deal. You got to do better. AGB, baby, always getting better. And that's a wrap here on True Underdog Podcast. Check us out on iHeart, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, CastBox, and YouTube, baby. Bam! And that concludes another episode here on True Underdog. If you're interested in hearing more, make sure you subscribe at iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or the YouTube channel. You can always visit trueunderdog.com, subscribe to all of them. Make sure you check out our newest episodes coming out on Mondays and Thursdays. True Underdog, baby. Bam!
Bam. True Underdog. Bam. Unleash the power.